Have you ever looked at your frequent flyer points and thought, I could actually use these to get somewhere interesting? I'm Tower and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar before we get into it. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right. Here's what you need to know if you're a Qantas frequent flyer, or frankly, if you just like the idea of flying to places most tourists never reach. Qantas and Philippine Airlines have just announced a new partnership that opens up 15 island destinations across the Philippines to Qantas loyalty members. The way it works is straightforward. You fly Qantas into Manila, and from there, Philippine Airlines connects you onward to islands like Palawan, Siargao, Boracay, Cebu, and a handful of others that until now were not accessible through Qantas points redemptions. This is a code share and frequent flyer tie-up, not a full merger or joint venture. What it means in practical terms is that Qantas frequent flyer members can now book reward seats on Philippine Airlines' domestic routes through the Qantas system. You earn points on those legs, and you can burn points on them too. Now, why does this matter beyond just vacation planning? For those of you who fly internationally, these kinds of partnerships tell you something about where the airline industry is heading. The big carriers are not trying to fly everywhere themselves anymore. They are building webs of regional partnerships. Qantas has been doing this aggressively across the Asia Pacific. They already have deals with airlines in Japan, India, and across Southeast Asia. The Philippines was a gap in that network, and now it is filled. Philippine Airlines operates a domestic fleet that includes Airbus A320 family jets and some A330neos on the busier trunk routes, plus turboprops for shorter hops to the smaller airstrips. Some of these island airports have runways that would make a bush pilot grin. We're talking about strips under 5,000 feet, sometimes with interesting approach procedures due to terrain. If you're an aviation enthusiast, flying into some of these destinations is half the fun. For the general aviation crowd listening, here's where it gets relevant beyond airline loyalty programs. The Philippines has been investing in airport infrastructure across its archipelago. Over the last several years, they have opened or upgraded airports on islands that previously had minimal facilities. That investment is what makes a partnership like this viable. You cannot sell codeshare tickets to a destination that does not have the ramp space or the instrument approaches to handle scheduled jet service reliably. There is also a practical angle for pilots who travel internationally for work or training. Manila's Ninoy Aquino International Airport, that is airport code MNL, is a major hub with maintenance facilities, flight schools, and connections across the Pacific. If you have ever considered ferry flying or training opportunities in Southeast Asia, the improving infrastructure in the Philippines is worth paying attention to. Back to the partnership itself. Qantas says the deal is effective now, and award availability will be loaded progressively over the coming weeks. If you're planning to book, the advice from frequent flyer watchers is to search early. Award seats on new partner routes tend to be generous at launch, and then tighten up once demand patterns become clear. One more thing worth noting. This is not a one-way street. Philippine Airlines members will also gain access to Qantas domestic routes within Australia. So if you have colleagues or friends flying Philippine Airlines, they can now connect through to Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and beyond on points. It broadens the network in both directions. The bigger picture here is that airline alliances and bilateral partnerships are quietly reshaping where you can fly on points. 5 years ago, getting from Australia to a small island in the Visayas on a single frequent flyer booking would have been nearly impossible. Now it is a few clicks. The connectivity keeps expanding, and for pilots who like to explore, that is good news. Sources for today's segment come from Aerotime and Qantas Corporate Announcements. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly somewhere new. See you next time.